Philip Saint-Pierre, if these urgent care, today's date is 09/03/2025. Dictation is for Alexis Rodriguez. Rodriguez spells R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-T. Alexis spells A-L-E-X-I-S. Date of birth is 02/03/22/1993. 32-year-old female, here with abdominal pain. Period. Patient said this pain has been going on for approximately 7 or 8 days. It's worse in the right lower quadrant region. She says more in the pelvic region than in her tummy. Described pain as aching, said it comes and goes. Said pain at the moment is 3/10, but at times it usually gets as high as 6/10, period. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says she ate today and drank today with no issues, period. Denies chills, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Fibroids, uterine fibroids. Past surgical. Past surgical history, fibroid removed. Right oophorectomy and salpingectomy. Next paragraph, medication, birth control. She says she's not sure of the name, but stated, quote, it's high estrogen, quote, close quote. Next paragraph. Review of systems. She denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, denies increased temperature, denies vomiting or diarrhea. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs. Cannot locate the documentation with her vital signs. We go on to physical exam. She's alert oriented. Abdomen exam. Tenderness of palpation in the region of right pelvic, in the region of right lower quadrant. No rebound, no guarding. No obturator, no psoas signs. Next paragraph. She has normal bowels. Next line, she has normal bowel signs. Next line, there's no visible peristalsis. Next line. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Assessment number 1 is ovarian cysts. Assessment number 2, abdominal pain. Assessment number 3, urinary tract infection. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic, today we draw labs. This includes CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done of her abdomen, her circulatory system, and other organs. Ultrasound revealed a 3-centimeter right ovarian cyst. Next line, patient was given a referral to OBGYN specialist. However, it was advised that because we are not a primary, she has to get a referral from a primary. Patient was educated that she must have a referral by her primary care provider to the OBGYN, and she says she understands and will. Next line, urinalysis reveals leukocyte estrate positive. She was given macrobid 100 milligrams to take 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. She was given diflucan 150 milligrams to take 1 daily for 1 day. In event she develops a yeast infection from the macrobid. A patient's vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98%. Room air blood pressure is 113 over 75. Pulse 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1 period. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.